between you and Biggie was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like.
Fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking blunt, chopping rocks overnight, the nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the Black Frank White, we had the no dreads to change our description, two cops is on the milk box missing, showed they clothes, you know they got stepped on, a fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon, run from the police, picture that, nigga I'm too fat, I fuck around and catch an asthma attack, that's why I bust back. When he drop, take his Glock and I'm Swayze. Celebrate my escape, solar block, what some weight. Lay back, I got some money to make, motherfucker.
Crash as I laugh, pushing the gas when my clocks blast. We was young and we was dumb, but we had heart. In the dark, where we survived through the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had, and plenty wishes. No hesitation in extermination of these snitches. Envious bitches, they still continue to pursue me. A couple of movies, now the whole world's trying to screw me. Even the cops tried to sue me. So what can I do but stay true? Sipping 22s of brew, and now the media is trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. My history with the police to shake the crime rate. My main man had two strikes slip, got arrested and flipped. He screamed thug life and emptied the clip. Got side of running from the police.
ASMR.
ASMR. Welcome to my ASMR.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, welcome to MG Cardboard Crack House, man. This is Earl Grey.
This is Fat Nasty.
This is Bubby.
Parking lot.
Yeah, well, we don't have Tony anymore, and Biffo's still on
hiatus.
MIA. We're going to replace Tony with a Mexican. Or, excuse me, a Guatemalan now.
Brown is brown, whatever.
I mean, is the food any better? I mean, it's all fucking
rice. Well, I just found out his family owns a fucking restaurant in Guatemala.
Oh, for real, bro?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Let's go.
Guatemala?
food is
what you
good.
Trying to say, nigga?
Drop
I don't know if I don't want to go to Guatemala.
Dropping shit all over
it's
the place.
Fresh. I'm too white to go down there. You're fine.
No, man, you just got to make sure you get past fucking Mexico.
That's fair. As long as I live through Mexico, I should be
and
all
right. El Salvador.
You got, like, the trashy look. They can be okay with that.
You're
right. Not, like, uppity rich. Those are the ones that they don't like, right?
Yeah, those are the ones that we hate. Okay. I'm broke. Trash
no,
is
the
good.
Mexicans hate freaking...
themselves?
No, no, they have a wall. They have a wall separating Guatemala from, or is it El Salvador from,
I don't know, whatever,
Mexico.
It didn't do them any good. I mean,
no, because it goes Mexico, then Guatemala, then El Salvador. San Diego yet? So the wall's between Mexico and Guatemala.
Oh, so they want to keep you out.
No, they want to keep Salvadorians out. And we got fucked for it.
I mean, as long as you're not Oaxacan, right? Aren't they like the shitty ones?
Oh, fuck.
Fire in the hole.
Damn, I miss my boy Danny, man.
I do too.
And his wife, man. His wife is cool as fuck.
Yeah, they were cool people.
When you got border agents come pick you up, you know, sometimes.
That's,
you just don't come back.
That's a different wetback. That's on the East Coast.
I think everything's the same to him.
It's a different Mexican. It's
That's my white privilege.
That's dude, that's an island Mexican. That is not a fucking land Mexican.
That's the, okay. Got it. got it.
All right, guys, we're going to talk about. Well, we just had some shit go down in Los Angeles. What happened? This Magic Fest.
Ah, yes.
Was it Magic Fest? Yeah, Magic Fest.
Yeah, we had Magic Fest. Oh, yeah, because we talked about Dana Fisher and her rise to top day two, top fucking 128th.
Whatever.
They don't give two shits about the fucking boy that's 6 years old and the other 10-year old, but they give everything's about the little girl.
I'm telling you, it's the trifecta. That's why she's so fucking popular.
Because she's young.
All those dick suckers at fucking WotC, they just want it's a female, a cosplayer, and young.
You gotta remember, they're fucking pedophiles too.
Well, that's the judges. That's why she didn't get called out on bullshit. That's why her dad got the free ride, dude, whatever the fuck he felt like. Sometimes helped her out, sometimes not. Sometimes said, hey, fuck this shit, I'm gonna go get a blowjob in the bathroom real quick. Just whatever. But
I'm going to fucking hell, bro. Jesus,
you definitely.
Christ. No, I know I'm going to fucking Jesus.
I've been going to hell, and I've got a ticket in the handbasket carried by Hitler and Saddam Hussein.
They're holding my seat for me down there.
Exactly. They're just keeping it warm. My name plaque's on there. They keep it shiny. I'll be there in no time.
Yeah, I just got through showing parking lot the new the guy that's doing the new logo for the crack house.
Ooh, we got a new logo coming.
So new shirt's going to be coming up real soon, gentlemen. Ooh. And ladies, I think there's ladies of it's.
There's it's? There's it sizes?
I'm pretty sure she doesn't listen to us. If she did, she'd probably complain. Or try to sue us.
I don't give two shits. Hey, for all those that listen and that play Arena, you know, we do have our MTG Crack House podcast
Arena account. Oh, yeah.
So if you guys want to play, we'll all have access to it. You can all fucking message us and we can beat you with fucking blue.
Or you can donate and add to our collection so we can start building up and play against whatever
you
want.
So, you know, maybe we get that dumb luck of going into Mythic League and then force Black Anthony to go to
Black Anthony to get in there.
It's like, oh, what's up, Bubby or Black Anthony? One of the two.
One of the tattoos.
Because you just gotta wear that. You gotta wear that crack house shirt, man. Just fucking come on, man.
I just give me one with a tit logo. I'm not really big on the big whole chest logo.
Well, we're also looking at getting jerseys made too. Logo. So nice.
Come on, jerseys. You gotta go with the
polo style jersey. Wait. With a little collar, the whole nine yards.
Or maybe when we go to Vegas, I'll just get it tattooed on me.
Ooh,
you know what? Hey,
I mean, he's gonna go backed out on that.
You know what? I did.
Hey, if the new logo's good, man.
If it's good, I'll rock it.
I won't back out on it. You can get it tattooed anywhere from the neck down. Not on dick. Not on maybe ass cheek. I might be cool with that. Like,
oh, see, that's what I was gonna go with. It immediately was like, yeah, right on my ass. Do it.
Well, I might kind of want it, like, you know, classy right there. Bam. On my thigh, side thigh. So when someone wants to see it, I get to, you know, just lift my leg up and just be like, it's right here, baby.
That's fucking dedication. All right, man, we're going to go over some of the stuff that happened over in GP Los Angeles or Magic Fest Los Angeles. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, man. GP Jesus LA. Christ.
Basically, they called a GP LA the entire fucking time.
But then we all know the professor's been pushing the shit out of Popper. Any chance that he can.
And now he's disappointed in Popper.
That fucking douche is fucking, Popper. Let's drive up the fucking prices on all these fucking commons. Let's go Rustic Studies. Oh, fucking $18.
Build my $25 deck.
Yeah, well, it's not $25 no more.
Most competitive decks are about $100.
Well, no, I actually have a listing of some of the
we have
the deck
a list
pricing.
Of the top 8 decks. There's only one deck that goes over $100, and it's a blue black Delver. The rest of them are less than 70. Some are less than 40.
Yeah, the Tron list.
I mean, if you want me to list them off, like the deck that got first place was Boggles. Its paper price is roughly $49. Blueback Delver was $114. Burn was $66. Familiars was $67. Oops, All Instants is $37. Tortured Existence was $39. Tron was $67. Zombies was $29. So if you have a bill, you could build whatever you want.
Yeah,
just about.
I mean,
but most of those decks are actually playing blue.
The
most played card was Hydro Blast with 13 copies in the top 8.
Fucking Hydro Blast, dude.
13 copies.
Dude, I love the artwork from fucking Ice Age, man. I was like, oh shit.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think, didn't they have a good art for it reprinted in a, what set did it get reprinted in? Was it like the Jace deck or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I know it had a modern art, and it was pretty decent, so I didn't.
Well, I know they redid the Blue Elemental Blast in the Jace. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do it also in one of the, Unlimited, Masters, the Legacy Masters, whatever it was.
Eternal Masters. Hydro Blast was reprinted in Eternal Masters.
That's what it was. Legacy Masters, whatever the fuck it's called.
It was a master set.
But yeah, I mean, foil ones were like expensive when it first came out because that was the only way you can get it foil finally. Everyone was obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was pretty. It was worth. Totally worth. I would have bought it if I played Legacy, but I don't because
fuck. You're looking at the foils for like $5.
Yeah, not back bad. Then when it first came out, I think it was a little pricey, but that's nice. Mm-hmm. Worth it. $5. Easy. Yep.
For me, I like the old border.
I'm 50-50. For just talking about foils right now, I'm totally not into foils, which is, I don't like foils. I just like nice cards. Just give me some nice designs, some harder to find. I like some foreign black bordered,
Yep.
Whatevs.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, your argument on the original art from Hydro Blast, beautiful chocolate woman with at least a size C tits.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I'm glad we have a little, ethnic diversity in this game.
We have too much ethnic diversity now in this game.
That was a little racist, Bob.
There I don't give a shit, too okay? Much. I'm sorry. my blood does not get enough fucking play. I don't see a lot of yellow motherfuckers in there. I see a lot of black motherfuckers, a lot of white motherfuckers. I do not see any yellow men.
Didn't one of them just like got top 2 of the fucking
for cards.
There was just 2 yellow planeswalkers that just came out not too long ago.
But only for the Asian areas.
You guys have Snapcaster. Isn't Snapcaster... No, that's not.
No,
he was. They reprinted his ass with new artwork.
And they made him black.
And the same exactly. thing for...
at least they gave him dreads.
Same thing for Teferi.
Yeah, Teferi was Asian.
And then they turned him black.
Who was Terry So's invitational card? Guild? No, it wasn't the Guild Mage. It was a black red card.
Yeah. I forgot which one it was. Well, Medley Mage is now.
Yeah, good old Medley Mage.
Ooh. Hey, welcome to. Hey, I just like to say a shout out to welcome to the Coke House.
MTG Coke House. Anyway, I mean, I'm not big on Pauper. I think Pauper is kind of just a fun format, and the fact that they gave out invites to these people for playing a stupid ass format, they can go fuck themselves.
8 people. Jesus Christ, man. There again, at that time frame, we did not know how to actually get into the fucking goddamn game.
They were just getting invitations.
Oh, I thought that was fucking Autumn on screen.
Scary.
No. But yeah, they just gave invitations to so-called random people.
They're just giving invitations out.
What
like
it is
now.
The professor's been pushing the fuck out of Pauper. Yeah, and he's been selling it.
Why the fuck
it.
Does he have power?
Because YouTube, at the time he has the largest YouTube for Magic.
Fuck that guy.
But when someone wants to listen to Rudy... They start blasting his ass because, he tells it like it is.
I like Rudy. Rudy's cool.
Yeah, because he doesn't give 2 shits about what Watsy thinks.
Yeah.
He cares about what's good for business.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Dick. But why do all these Dick writers have to, fucking get what they want? It's so annoying.
All of them. Wedge. I mean, like, saffron olive.
Stop fucking trying so hard. Like, I mean, I don't mean to be like some uppity hipster and like trying to be cool and all, but fuck.
Come on, Bubby. You know, that's about right. So, anyways. I'm watching this shit, man, on Twitter. Tulare Community College posts up the thing. I'm looking forward to guesting on one of your drinking streams for MTG Nerd Girl. Me too. But I'll have to tone it down for you, Tulare Community College. What are you implying? MTG Nerd Girl, you're a very shirt and tie sort. We tend to party. Tulare Community College, I can party. Nerd Girl, uh-huh.
Does he even know what partying is? I mean, what are they talking about there? Are they talking about drinking or are they talking about partying?
Drinking on the stream.
Because I party, obviously.
They're talking about drinking on the stream.
Okay.
The problem is he said that he's only worn Levi jeans, that type of pant, twice in his entire fucking life. Bullshit. Bullshit. I bet you as a kid, his ass wore fucking corduroy fucking goddamn bell bottoms like the fucking rest of us did.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Everyone's skinny jeans.
So, Magic Nerd Girl goes, to be fair, I don't mean he couldn't party. I just wasn't sure how degenerate Tulare College would want to go. As it turns out, the professor might teach me a lesson. How fitting.
Who is MTG Nerd Girl?
She's a streamer.
Is she?
It's again, there's a lot of new collaborations with these Twitch streamers. Yeah. And
I mean, I don't know if he's just trying to, like, hit on her or something. I mean, like, it's so creepy.
But
it almost sounds like the other way around.
How about this, man? Athena. You know who she's dating, right?
Yeah.
Who's she dating?
It's, fuck.
Who's Athena? Is that Emmy?
Yeah, I'm not even sure who that is.
Ifro?
Eric Frolic.
So, how hard does a girl have to meme to get a Mythic Invitational invite? Because she's dating a fucking streamer that's on the fucking shit. Okay. She wants to go on there.
I mean, don't we all?
I'm like, goddamn.
I'll shitpost fucking hell for this, for an invite. Shit. $1 million. I'm down.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Fuck. Come on.
It's funny, though, because, like, I don't even know how many of these people actually, like, want to win for the money. I feel like most of them just want more attention, which is totally fine, because I mean that's what the game is, right? I mean, like, nowadays,
know,
Twitch streamers,
is it gonna be good attention? I mean, is it gonna be bad attention?
Attention's attention.
Well, no, like, matter any attention is good. It's like,
unless it's Magic Thoughts trying to take your shit, it's not good attention. Otherwise, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but we already see that. Sprankle is now starting to do her cosplay again.
Well, yeah, I mean, good for her, but.
But, oh, you know, oh, Jeremy fucking forced her out of fucking doing cosplay.
She just bitched out because she's a bitch.
She went to school.
She got edumacated. Yeah, let me guess, women's right, women's lib? Is that what she majored in? I mean, fuck.
Liberal arts, bro.
Yeah,
liberal arts.
Yeah,
I almost did liberal studies. I wanted to be a teacher. Oh,
don't do that to us, please.
No, don't. I didn't. I changed it. And then it took me 10 years to graduate, but I don't give a fuck. I had a good life. I'm happy now.
That's why I dropped out with just trying to get a journalism degree. And it's pointless now because, you know, newspapers are going to be fucking gone in the next, like, two, ten years.
You could start a blog and fucking become a journalist.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. Like, you don't need a fucking college degree.
Because what was it? The qualifications to get into E3... back in, say, let's go to the early 2000s, was you had to have 3 articles published on a website. 3 articles. That's it. Mm-hmm. And you were now media.
Yeah. Take a wild guess who we're relatively close to through a certain ex of mine.
Yeah.
Her sister was a media for E3. She still goes.
What the fuck did she blog about? Or what did she talk about? Who did she work for?
She didn't work for anybody. It was her own website that they created.
Yeah.
Just for the opportunity to be able to go to E3.
Yeah.
Anybody can do anything now.
Well, that's the thing. When I worked for Gamers Advocate, I did the same thing. I used to write articles at least once or twice a day.
No, but they're just making up in a...
Think about it. $50 a year to host your own website. And it's a free ticket to E3 for you and up to like 5 guests.
And the best thing about it, you know who's going to be at E3 again this year? Arena. And you know they're going to be giving out free fucking codes and free magic cards. They did it when fucking Moto, when they started hosting and promoting Moto down there. Cases upon cases. And this is during Onslaught. Free fucking magic cards for everybody.
We'll see what they do this year. It's definitely interesting.
You know what? That's the reason why I'm hoping if everything goes right with the Commander Fight Club website, I can submit my application in and so I can get my media badge and go over there and do my thing.
That'd be pretty lit.
Because I'm going to get all the free fucking swag I can get.
Take me with you. Take me with you.
Hand out your swag.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hand out my swag and snag every swag. Dude, there was... I used to love it, man. The swag bags that you would get at fucking E3 before it became a fucking, like, you know, San Diego Comic-Con was like, dude, you got when all the new gaming mouses, Corsair and all the GeForce stuff was coming out, they were giving out all that shit for free. You signed up to beta it. They sent it to you. You got to keep it.
Wow.
Motherfucker putting my credit cards on pictures.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad half those numbers are covered. Hate you all.
All right, so what else goes on? What else? We got the list for the, what was it?
The Deck the One. Or this was the...
Oh, yeah. We're still talking about Popper. Yeah.
I mean, the Deck the One was Boggles. I mean Boggles in Modern, what does it have that's rare? I mean, I guess it's uncommons, too. This is only commons, right?
Yeah, this is all commons.
So I guess a few of the enchantments might have been uncommons. But, I mean, this version has, you know, the usual Ford Glade Clover Scout, Glade Cover Scout, 4 Slippery Boggles, 1 Silhana Ledgewalker, 2 Heliod's Pilgrim. What the fuck is Heliod's Pilgrim? That sounds familiar.
It's a tutor. It's an Ajama tutor.
Okay. 3 Commune with the Gods, 4 Abundant Growth, 1 Cartouche of Solidarity, 4 Ethereal Armor, 2 Rancor, 4 Unbridled Growth, 4 Utopia Sprawl, 4 Ancestral Mask, 4 Armadillo Cloak, 2 Cartouche of Strength, 3 Crumbling Vestiges, and 15 Force, and fucking 15 sideboard cards, whatever. I mean, the deck's aggressive. You just play a bunch of hexproof dudes and make them keep you. That's Armadillo Cloaks are
fucking expensive, too.
Yeah, that's one of them.
I mean, the most expensive card in this deck is, what is it? Let's see. Is that Utopia Sprawl?
Yep.
Yeah, because that's also highlights. It's big and modern. It's, well, basically modern. I don't think it's really...
Which one's Utopia Sprawl? It's the one green one that, like, adds you mana, more mana, right?
You choose a color and your land makes two colors.
I mean, it just seems like this deck just goes Ethereal Armor, because Utopia Sprawl is it like an aura land?
Yeah.
Enchant aura, yeah. So yeah. It just... You know, you just play cheap dudes, run people over. It seems like it would be faster than any of the other aggressive decks. I know a lot of people were big on Burn and Affinity because those are the cheap aggressive decks. But
I mean, straight Burn is...
Boggles just runs you over.
Yeah, because by the time you can get enough Burn out there, Boggles by turn 3 is already hitting you for...
5 plus easy.
Yeah, and then if they Armadillo Cluck, you just
lose. So the main point is Ledgewalker, actually.
Silhana Ledgewalker. It only runs
one. It can't be targeted by spells or abilities.
Well, I mean, that's how the other ones are. Slippery Boggle Angler. It can't be black
unless it's a flying creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is that card costs 2. So it doesn't. It's only a 1 of. The other 4, the other Glade Clover Scouts and Slippery Boggles, they both have hexproof or whatever. And it doesn't matter if your opponent blocks. Your dude's just going to be huge.
Yeah. So, all right, man, fuck Popper. Let's move on to Modern. So, yeah. Same event, same fucking weekend, same place, different name. It's Grand Magic Prix
Modern. Yeah, I mean, the top 8 was pretty... I didn't really watch a lot of the event. I don't really care for Modern. I did watch a little bit of it.
The only thing that was broadcasted was the little girl. That's all I fucking saw.
Little Nyssa playing elves.
Little
I mean, apparently everyone.
I hope that's her hero, that Nyssa gets fucking killed in the War of the Spark.
Oh, oh, and she just cries.
Please, God, if anything, that'd be amazing. That fucking would be amazing.
I mean, apparently, last week we talked about her.
You know what? If Nyssa died, I would shave my head fucking bald.
No, you won't. Shut up.
I
don't think you would.
Watsy, give me my pleasure.
No, if they kill Jace, I will get my pubes waxed.
It's not that bad.
Including your taint?
including my tank.
Oh.
Including my asshole.
Just go to some whole nine. Just don't go cheap on it and it won't be that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go to a Chinese place, man. You got to run around the block.
No, actually, I know a few good places in town that will give you a good wax.
Yeah, well, good.
Actually, the first wax is free, too, except for unless you do, like, obviously more sensitive areas. They give you a discount. It's, like, half off. But, like, if you want, for, like, men, if you just want to do your eyebrows or, like, you know, your, like, fucking mustache and shit, it's, like, free. They're pretty good, too. They just email you fucking every month. They're like, it's time to come get waxed. I'm like, bitch, I only get my asshole waxed, like, every once in a while.
Once a year. Yeah.
It depends on who's fucking me.
Hey, at least it's not me saying dick.
Yeah, true.
That's
true.
For you, Biffo.
Dick. Miss you, Biffo.
So, yeah, I mean, we got the list right here. There's a...
I mean, out of the few, like, matches I did watch, I think I enjoyed watching Dredge. I mean, like, it's definitely changed from original Dredge that just ran you over with Bridge from Below tokens and, you know, like, friggin' Dread returning a haste dude that pumps your board. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of bringing back 3/3s and 2/2s and, like, burning you for 3 when the card's milled. I mean, it's pretty cool. It didn't win. It got top 4, and I think 2 of them made top 8. But the total top 8 was, let's see... We have one, 2 Is It Phoenix decks, 2 Hardened Scales Affinity. That's a deck.
Yep.
Hardened Scales.
Because of Hardened Scales, Bartaccini got fucking banned permanently.
Anyways. 2 Dredge because decks.
Because you heard how he did it, right?
No.
He Ancestral or Ancient Stirrings and looked for Hardened Scales.
Oh, and someone let him do it?
Yep.
Wow.
Did he get banned again?
Permanently now.
Finally. I hated that guy.
Finally, now 100% out.
I wonder if he made another article about it or if he just gave up. His little article is kind of funny to read.
No, it gets better. You weren't here. Watsy hired his ass to teach a judge conference.
Oh, no, I remember. I read that. I saw the article.
Fucking Jesus Christ, that's dude. That's horrible.
I see. At first, I thought that was some sort of like Watsy
trolling community. Somebody?
No, more like what do you call it? There's a term I'm looking for. It's off the tip of my fucking tongue. You have to do community service. It's like some sort of fucked up WOTC community service
to like thing. Have them. You get have to teach
judges soon. how you specifically had cheated, so they can be prepared for it. Right?
Interesting.
That would be kind of funny.
WOTC, yeah, if you don't badass. Do that now, you probably should. If you catch a guy, have them forcefully teach if they want to come back in.
I think it's that funny that, like, they act like there's some big old... Like, people think that there's some big old, like, I don't know, threat. Like, oh my god, they're gonna ban us. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know how many cheaters get away with it? Like,
dude.
Fuck, who cares? You know how much money fucking...
You know how many pros are fucking cheating?
They can't cheat on Arena.
If they're not cheating on the game, they're not cheating on the wife. See, that's the cool thing, knows?
Like, that Hearthstone and Arena have, like, kind of brought now. Like, you can't really cheat on that.
Good luck. You don't really learn to play the game either.
Some people shouldn't be playing this game. or they do, learn so the we stacks. Can beat them.
Fuck.
But so the rest of the top 8 was like a Grixis Death Shadow and a Titan Shift. So, oh. I mean, it's pretty much the usual format. The only thing you don't see in there, thank God, is fucking Tron. Because fuck Tron. And fuck idiots Tron. Who play Tron.
That's me.
you don't even play Modern, so shut the fuck up.
My Tron deck got stolen, so...
Oh, no.
Well...
Tron.
Okay, so...
It wasn't me.
Yeah. I know who took it. Motherfucker went back to Wisconsin. All right, so, you know, Baylor hit me up during the weekend, and I was telling you about the... he's at GP Vegas, or GPLA, right?
Oh, yeah. He told me about that.
I was doing a standard double up event, and the guy sitting next to me was playing like mono red, and he called a judge for something he wanted to do that was super simple. He said, "This has never came up on Arena before. I don't know." What he did was is the process went mono red opponent cast some kind of creature, and the mono red dude wanted to know when he was able to kill it.
Okay.
God.
So he just doesn't know how priority works.
That's what we're going to be seeing now from fucking this point forward. All these nubs fucking coming in that playing fucking arena.
Yes, to an extent, but I mean, aren't they keeping the arena tournament, like at the tournament that's coming up at the end of the month, aren't they keeping it separate from paper? Like, isn't all the arena people still going to play on arena? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
But people want to play the card.
No, they don't.
It's like remember, Danny, my Oaxacan dream, he got back into Magic because why? He played Duels of the Planeswalkers on fucking Xbox. Uh-huh. And he bought a fucking deck that was exactly the cards that he had on that fucking game.
Oh, God.
And tried playing Standard with it.
I mean,
how many cards were like banned?
It was the worst thing about it. It was a 100 card fucking deck.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, like if the people who are good enough to like bring over how decent they are on Arena, you know, if they are decent on Arena to paper, they'll do it. I mean, most people who play Arena and are decent at it, they already know what they're doing when they play paper.
Yeah.
But like the new people who got into Arena and want to build their own deck, they'll just have to learn like the old fashioned way. They'll figure it out
as
they go.
I'm waiting for that phenom that just started, literally just picks up Arena, been playing 6 months, wins the fucking Mythic Championship.
It's not going to happen.
That's what I'm waiting for.
I mean, it's not a non-zero or something, but like, you know.
Well, because me and Fat Nasty were talking about that on one of the podcasts when we're talking when the big teams start coming over from esports and start invading
Arena.
Where they start, it's like, oh, how can I get my pro team to actually be inside the Mythic thing?
I mean, they'll probably just learn the hard way. I mean, it's a strategy game. The thing is, like, you didn't see any like real teams like come over and start playing Hearthstone. Like from outside of that,
I mean, if you're gonna
Magic,
go for
is Magic gonna that's what actually? I want to ask Bubby this, man, since Bubby wasn't here. So, Bubby, do you seriously think that Magic as an esport is going to
take off?
I know it's going to take off, but are they going to have to change things around and restructure the way they do everything? And it's no longer going to be, you know, the
Pro Tour.
The boys club, so to speak, is what they fucking call it, because, you know, it's the same fucking guys winning the same shit.
No, I don't think it'll change. Like, the thing is, like, you have all these, I mean, ever since it happened, what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when all the teams, the Pantheon became a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, they just literally brought the best players together and made two teams. I mean, ever since that happened, the team structure became a thing, and like they and WotC actually adapted to it. You know, they brought it in, and they're like, if your team does well, then your whole team gets a fucking invite. So, I mean, I feel like that was collusion on fucking Channel Fireball's part just to get more people in, but it's not going to change. Like, we might get more teams now if like esport people might traverse over and try to be good at Magic, but the problem is like they have to be good at Magic to do well. I mean, yeah, they'll bring in viewers, but if they don't do well, they're not going to do it. Nothing's going
to
happen.
You don't have to learn the stack to actually play esports.
You'll learn it in Arena. I mean, you won't know the exact mechanics of it, but if Arena does it for you, you'll figure it out. And then these people will figure it out by watching other streamers play.
Yeah, and it's going to be super easy at that point. But if they keep going, if they have the cardboard as well as the esports, it's gonna. If they do separate, it's gonna be fine.
The thing is, like, they're not gonna play any old formats where it's actually extremely relevant. Most moderns, or you know, not modern. I don't want to use that word, but most current stuff that's involved in Standard, the stack isn't that important. There's not a lot of,
there's not a lot of interaction. Not like Legacy, not like Modern, like Vintage.
No,
there's no turn zero fucking wins. There's no.
And they're not going to be playing those formats because those formats aren't important. Like, there's no tournaments with those. They got rid of Legacy, pretty much. Like, all there is Modern and Standard and some Limited. Like, the thing is also Limited. Look at Limited. These people have to learn how to play Limited. I mean, you have a group of the best players that literally show up, like, 1 or 2 weeks before the Pro Tour, and, like, all they do is practice Limited. And, I mean, with Arena and streaming, like, all they do is play. I mean, these people will have to do that, too.
Well, it's like,
they'll have to learn
when they're learning when they we're gonna be doing team sealed or team draft. Okay, this is real easy.
See, the issue with
let's
that,
get
though,
like 15 cases.
The
of
issue
fucking
with
cards
that though is there's not gonna be big team tournaments.
Yeah,
there are, but they're GPs. GPs don't matter anymore.
Yeah,
not for people who are on the train or who are trying to be.
Well,
pros.
That kind of sucks for the guys that were grinding to get those buys at those events.
I mean, what I like, though, honestly, is what some of the pros have said. Like, there's no point in going to a PTQ anymore when I can just grind at home for like one of these, especially now that it's top 1,000. Like, literally all they have to do is just play, and like they get invites to these tournaments.
Yeah,
I mean, all of and us it's can do every, it.
And it's monthly is the shit for yeah, freaking these things. So
you know, all you have to do is grind. I mean, Magic just became more of a grind with Arena. Instead of traveling out of town, you get to save money and stay in town. I like that.
Yeah.
You can be a potato. True. Literally be a fucking potato. Order your fucking, you know, your fucking.
And, you know, Watsy can send these guys fucking 100-pack promo codes and everything else. And I mean, Jerry T's giving out a bunch of them on his stream from Watsy.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that makes me wonder. That makes me wonder if they sent Felix, I mean PewDiePie, that fucking account.
Right?
Because when he did his first stream on with Arena, it was a gold account.
Yeah.
A week later, he's mythic.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did post up the video where he actually hit mythic, where the last game he needed to hit mythic and had that moment.
So the mythic was actually him grinding, but
I think he had the easy end for gold.
Yeah.
Magic's not that hard. Arena's not that hard. Like, playing Magic on Arena, especially Standard Arena, there's not a lot of interaction. There's literally just draw well. The cards are so powerful. If you draw well, you do well. And if you play enough,
it's
going
to
happen.
Saying? What was about the algorithm for the 13 land?
Oh, yeah, 13 lands. That's all you need in Arena because they haven't fixed it yet either. So 13 lands in your deck, 60-card deck, you opening hands almost always 2 to 3 lands. I don't think you need more than 13 lands in Arena. You're going to draw your 4th and 5th,
you know,
by turn 7.
I want to try that later on. I want to see if that works. If it fucking works, I'm
mono,
going to.
Mono red burn,
you have the mono
13
blue
lands.
Deck. Just play the mono blue deck. And just
yeah, I have the mono blue deck already. The blue tempo, it's already made.
I mean, I'm not really willing to test
just
it out because I don't want to
land mono
like,
red. That's the deck out. that caught that whole thing.
Oh, the goblin.
It was mono red goblin
burn.
Deck.
Yeah, okay.
It's like red.
I mean, if I see a video of it, I'll believe it. I mean, I kind of still believe it just from playing so much Arena and drawing so many lands. But it happens. I mean, they'll fix it eventually. For right now, it doesn't really matter. Just keep playing the fucking game if you want to play. Like, it's not going to change anything.
All right, guys. Let's move on to the next topic here. For those of you guys in the know, War of the Sparks coming out, what? How long from now? Month?
May?
I don't know. Was it May?
Is it like a month and a half?
It's like a month and a half away. It's a few months away.
Yeah.
Well, we know that it's not going to be Transformers. It's no Autobots versus Decepticons.
No rollout.
Which fucking sucks. You know, I was kind of hoping, you know, Grimlock would show up, fucking do his thing.
War of the Spark releases May 3rd.
That's like a little less than 2 months away.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. Well, we know that there's going to be, what, 36?
36 Planeswalkers.
Planeswalkers in this motherfucker.
That's too many.
Watsy's already stated that every single pack is going to have a Planeswalker.
Yeah, it's
going
to be like the Return to Ravnica block, where they had a gate in every pack.
You get a Planeswalker
instead of a gate?
So we're speculating that the Planeswalkers are going to range anywhere from uncommon up to, of course, mythic.
Depending
you know,
on
Jace
how
is going to be mythic. Tybalt's going to be ultra rare.
Secret Liliana. Ghost rare.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm excited to see it because everyone's going to. And if you guys go to your pre-release and you get your pre-release kit, you're guaranteed one foil Planeswalker in your pre-release kit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I'm really looking forward to this. Like, the last... I mean, obviously, going back... Like, right now, Ravnica is huge because Ravnica... Everyone loves Ravnica. Everyone loves multicolored. Yeah. Everyone loves the storyline and all the cool, like, guilds. But, like, if you look at the last sets, Ixalan, Dominaria, like, they're so fucking vanilla. It's so boring. If you go to the pre-release for those, it's... You get a deck and it's nothing. Like, I love that they're adding a little incentive to the packs. Like, no, it's not a... whatever they're called, what were the promo, not the promo cards, but the really expensive altered
The expeditions.
It's not that big.
The lotto cards, cool. Just lotto cards.
Yeah, the lotto cards. It's not those, but I mean, like, at least it's adding something. I love going to a pre-release with a little something extra.
Well, it was nice when they had those in the Innistrad, you know, the expedition lands and everything.
It was
people
fun.
Were pulling them off fucking all day.
Everyone's
long.
Opening some awesome shit. Like, that's not going to happen anymore because, like, they don't. I mean, they might. I hope they do it in the future. But, I mean, just everyone opening some cool planeswalkers. It's going to bring a bunch of people in. These pre-releases are probably going to be
lit. It's going to bring people
in. This set's going to be
lit. Quit Magic and they're going to come back because of.
Well, I don't
all
know if
the
they'll come back
shit.
For that. But, I mean, like, people who are, like, on the fences are like, I don't really feel like doing a pre-release. Like, I'm going to play in these pre-releases. It looks like fun.
I've been on the fence about doing pre-releases for a long time.
Is War of the Spark, like, pack 3 of the Ravnica set?
Yes.
It is.
It is
okay.
The last
so, I mean,
one.
That's huge, too. Like, you have Ravnica
and again,
plus Planeswalkers.
It's not the 125 card set. It's the 256 cards.
I mean, I'm also, like, looking forward to, like, the nerd in me, the storyline. Like, they spoiled some. They spoiled all the Planeswalkers. They showed us pictures of them all. We don't know what they'll do or what colors they are, etc. But we know which Planeswalkers are going to be there. There's a few Planeswalkers that are on this list that are, like, what was the, is it Grizzlebrand? Grizzlebrand was like locked, not Grizzlebrand. Was it Grizzlebrand? The one that was like locked in, Obnixilus, thank you. He was the one that was locked in the fucking Hell Vault at the end. So like, how did he get out? There was a Planeswalker who in the storyline got killed. He's back. Like,
well,
what the fuck?
The mask guy from Innistrad, he's, I guess he got killed.
Yeah, he was killed
like
right in
the
beginning.
Like, some of them are killed. Like, how are they coming back? Is Obnixilus, or not, is Nicol Bolas bringing them back
Elspeth
from the dead?
Why is Elspeth here? How
Elspeth,
hell did Soren get out?
Yeah, Elspeth died.
Yeah, no, well, she died. Well, the storyline was planning on bringing her back because they said she was in the underworld. So, like, there was ways to get her back. So but, like, how are they all coming together? What, like, magic bullshit is bringing all these planeswalkers back from the dead? Obviously, Nicol Bolas has that ability.
We are missing certain...
Yeah, we are. They can't print all the planeswalkers. It's been a while for too long.
Tezzeret, you know... Tezzeret, agent of Bolas, you know, he is Bolas's fucking right hand man, and he's not even in this fight.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they're bringing back, like, they're bringing all these random planeswalkers into the story. I want to know how they come into the story. What's going to happen? Like,
well,
I'm actually intrigued by this.
I'm really excited if they kill off. I want the original 5 dead.
Yeah. Like,
Hashtag Jace needs to die.
My like want for this storyline is, what if they just get rid of planeswalkers? What if, like, they come together to cast some stupid spell that destroys everyone's sparks, and that's how they, like, defeat Nicol Bolas in the end? What if they just get rid of planeswalkers from now on?
And turn
well,
him
you
back.
Remember they said they're going to redo all the planeswalkers,
or like
from
they redo
set.
It? Because I mean, if you know the storyline, planeswalkers prior to like modern planeswalkers used to be gods. They used to be extremely a lot more powerful.
We
until...
were the planeswalker. We were the ones that went
not that.
Wales.
No, like in the lore, in the books.
Yeah,
in the planeswalkers.
Books,
back
in the books,
then,
but I was looking at the original when the set when they
yeah
first
when
started
they turned
coming out.
Us into planeswalkers. No, but like I'm talking about in the storyline.
We
when
were the
planeswalkers
mythic planeswalkers
used to be gods.
That fucking cast spells.
The old
and
planeswalkers
shit.
Used to be like literally just limitless power. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think it had to do with Teferi like closing the rifts, and he had to like do something to everyone's planeswalker sparks, and now they're just like super powerful, like immortals. But whatever. But like, what if this happens again in another way where they just weaken planeswalkers even more in order to beat Nicol Bolas? I mean, they always have to. The dude's fucking overpowered as fuck. They have to cheat to beat him.
Yeah, I actually printed out the.
The list of the
36 arts that they commissioned for the stained glass video where the original spoiler was from. Now we have detailed images of all the planeswalkers involved, and 95% of them we know who they are.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube
clear
video on it earlier.
The guy talking about it, and there was his theories on like the 3 that are like the unknowns.
Yeah, I mean, like some of them were still in the books.
Well, I love the fact that Ugin is back.
Yeah.
Okay, because on my sheet
Eugene!
I have I have
Ugin,
I have Sarkhan Vol is on here, Nahiri, Saheeli,
Dovenbon.
There's a lot of big names on here. There's a lot of new ones. Of course,
there's
Rask
like 2 or 3
here.
That we don't know. Like the bitch with the hat. Like we don't know who she is.
Hatali's on here.
I think the cool thing is people talking about what they're going to use these art for. Like Wizards usually doesn't commission like something this big just to have it on the back burner. A lot of people are speculating that we might have some big 36 planeswalker set for Comic-Con this year.
That would be badass.
That would be badass and expensive. Because also remember, no more MSRP. So what is this? No MSRP. What is Wizards going to sell it for?
And it's going, you know, you can pick it up on the Wizard store that they have now. Yeah. The new
now,
website.
Granted, the once the website decides to put these up, I would love so, to pick up some of these as full size posters.
I would
I'll
like
say
to
I'll do that
art.
Flat out.
Oh, if these came out as prints, I would gladly buy all 36.
Yeah, like, that'd be amazing to have. I'd be totally
now,
down for those.
If Watsy is smart, they would have commissioned somebody to actually do these in real stained glass.
Ooh, imagine that, though.
And taking them to something like the... Since this whole Magic Fest is supposed to be badass, you know...
Imagine
you look
one
at,
of those on the prize wall.
I no, mean, fuck they, the prize wall. I'm looking more on the lines of... When they want this to be an eSport, I want a fucking grand fucking stage where all these motherfuckers play. I want shit that looks like this.
I mean, they usually do have some pretty cool artwork at, you know... At PAX East and stuff. You know, they have some pretty cool setups.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do with this one. I'm definitely hoping to see something cool. I like art.
Because Japan just got...
The alternate art.
The alternate art for, like, Cast Down. And it had an actual print of Nicol Bolas next to it.
It did? I didn't see it. I just saw the picture that people posted in the DGen chat. It still looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm not a big fan of foils. I'm a little disappointed that it only comes in foil. And the fact that you can only get it in Japan. So some of us are going to have to go the hard way to try to get a place out of those.
Amazon is going to fucking sell them for $90 a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's fine with Amazon. I mean, shit.
$90 for fucking 36 Planeswalkers? I'll buy it all day long.
Yep. Yeah. No kidding. It's unfortunate because, you know, LGSs are going to be stuck selling those boxes minimum, I can imagine, 125 to 150.
LGSs need to fucking learn to adapt.
Yeah.
Like, it's obnoxious.
Yeah. And quite honestly, half these LGSs need to start realizing that maybe their distributors aren't the best places to get their shit anymore. Amazon might be.
It's just the issue of, like, small town LGSs. Like, you go to L.A. and, like, they're all, like, you know, fighting against each other, so they have to do it. But when you have no competition, like, you can do whatever you want, and then people will fucking buy it
for
some reason.
Well, you remember back in the day, cutthroat at Frank's. Everybody was cutthroat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Kevin would be selling something lower than, you know, pizza and beer guy. Yeah. Or Joey would have something lower than, you know, than juice. Now, all those guys... They've all sat down. They go, this is how much we're selling the boxes for.
Yeah.
What Joey and Kevin sell them for at their booth is what all the shops now sell them for.
See? And that's reasonable. Like,
usually it's $85 for the first 2 hours that Frank's is open on release day.
Yeah.
On release weekend. So after 2 hours and they sell something like 50 cases, it goes up another $5.
Yeah.
After that, it's $90.
I mean, it's still reasonable. Like, I mean, and they usually don't do tax down there, right? It's
straight,
like 90, yeah.
straight 90
the issue
bucks.
The issue is, I would be okay with certain like LGSs selling their boxes at 108. You know, that's fine. Make your money back. But the issue is, they're like, it's 108 plus tax, and it ends up being like 130 for a fucking box. And you're like, really? Yep. Like, I can literally get this on my Amazon Prime delivered for $90, like minimum. Like, you know,
and you have it the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, I mean, yes, I'm all about supporting your fucking LGSs, etc. But come on, work with us. Stop being fucking greedy. Like,
oh yeah, oh I know. That's the reason why I haven't bought boxes from. I hate to say it, I don't buy them from LGSs. You know why? Because I can go down and I can pick them up for a lot
work
fucking
with
cheaper.
Work with
instead
us.
Instead of spending $668 for a fucking case, I can go get my case for fucking $485. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, five of us can go down there and split the gas costs, and then whatevs, done, easy. Have a
exactly.
nice lunch.
Mm-hmm. Have a chill. Nice lunch. Pick up our fucking case. Crack it over at a buddy's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like we haven't done it before.
Yeah. Yeah, we just did that for
Dominaria.
The Dominaria. We did that for M19.
Yeah.
Like that's what we normally do. And I at this point, I'm sorry for the LGSs even here. But it's just too damn expensive. Yeah, and I look at the idiots, and I'm looking at the idiots that I know outside of our LGS, and they're buying it from the other guy, and the other guy
and
is
sells it
fucking
for
line.
Fucking the MSRP of $139.99 a box.
Because he sells them per the pack, that they're 36 packs times four or whatever.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And I'm just like, dudes, you've now, some of these now, I'm like, you've been to the greatest place known as Frankenstein's.
Yeah.
don't waste your money here.
Yeah, but they we'll still
jump
do.
On the fucking car. Yeah, exactly.
That's what
they
I
still
don't
fucking
understand
do.
About fucking people, man.
No, it's
you know,
literally.
We talk about. I know Biffle fucking hates it when I talk about value.
Hashtag value.
I'm sorry, Magic players are all about value, right?
Well, like when you're trying to play Magic, and you want to buy some boxes of this new set. If I can buy two boxes from that LGS for $300, or I can go online and get three boxes for less than $300.
Oh no, I love
like,
the fact
that's
that
unreal.
For the price of what I can go down to the house that Scrubs built. For two boxes, what I pay for two boxes, I get three boxes plus two fat packs.
Yeah. That's unreal. It's okay. not even value. Because
the fat packs,
point.
We pick
it's
up just, those things all day long at $25 a piece.
It's not even value. It's literally just fucking blowing money. If I want to blow money, I'll go buy some blow. Like, this is fucking unreal. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
true.
No, that's unreal. That's way too much. That's fucking retarded. Whoever buys boxes for that much needs to just... They deserve to buy boxes at that much.
Oh no, I'm excited for the set, but it's not gonna make me want to jump back into standard. I mean, I've been watching you play, Bubby, and everything, and I see a bunch of the guys playing, and it's like, man, you know,
standard's fun. Literally, right now you can play whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. Like there's certain like you will have to have sideboards for certain decks, but literally right now you can play whatever you want. It's fun. There's hundreds of deck variations right now too. Like I've seen the same mono black deck with like five different variations. I've seen like Esper, there's Sultai, there's different versions of Sultai, there's more controlling, more mid-range, more creatures, like there's decks without creatures, like literally there's so many decks. Mono red, black red, black white red, you can play anything right now just if you have the cards.
Yeah, I don't feel like buying the cards though.
That's the
issue. Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at.
Okay. I rather, man, I just enjoy playing, Commander.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's long, drawn out fucking shit, but, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
There's something
about
a bunch of one.
Whenever crazy bullshit happens, it's always fun.
Yeah.
Like double gamble.
Double gamma getting
fucked. Oh yeah, so
over.
We're playing tonight. We have a lovely little story with here. Fat Nasty was playing his
my Zakama. It's my go getter deck. It's basically a toolbox, and what it does is it has so many searches in there, like gamble, and I've yet to be like screwed over by that card. Until
he
today.
Made up for it.
So turn one, he plays gamble. Tutors up a soul ring. He doesn't have to show us, but he shows us.
But I just do it anyways.
Puts it in his hand, shuffles his hand, looks at parking lot.
Parking lot's making fun of it, saying that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick that soul ring. That soul ring is going to get picked. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make you.
You got to remember, this is a full 7-card hand now.
Is it?
Yeah, it was a 7-card.
No,
hand.
It's
gamble,
six.
You're down to like 5, oh, unless no. You're on it the draw six. Six. So I guess you're a multiplayer. So that's 6, 1 out of 6.
So 1 out of 6. The percentage is, yeah.
It's like 15, something like that. Whatever.
So what happens? He puts his hand out there.
Mind you, Fat Nasty over here. We're making eye contact as he's shuffling his hand.
Yeah,
dead he was not eye lock. I'm not watching his hand. It's not like I can figure out and following where that card is. And I just he stops, flares him out, grab it, flip it. There's the soul ring. Gone.
God.
And I'm just like, all right, that's one for one. The next game comes around. Gamble was much later in the game.
He had four cards in
turn
hand.
Two.
Yeah, he had four cards.
It was turn two.
Yeah, he had four cards in hand. Gamble, and he gets a card. He doesn't reveal it this time.
Nope.
But again, there's the eye contact, the shuffle. Stops
you had
and
the
flares.
You had the autumn stare.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. He was looking at the parking lot. Looked at him like Autumn was looking at Reed Duke, man.
Just thirsty.
Just a piece of meat.
Yeah, I mean thirsty.
Piece of meat.
Reed Duke's not bad looking.
You know, and all I had to say was, pick number three, my lord. Flip Arena Rector. Looks
Academy.
New.
Academy Rector.
What? My bad. The whatever. But that was the other one he tutored for.
Yeah.
And it just shut him down. Sadness enveloped.
Well, it didn't shut me down. I just couldn't finish it.
Couldn't finish the game as early as he wanted to, but hey, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
okay.
Card was. I'm like, God damn, dude. I wish we got it on camera, man. It was so good.
The salt.
I get him back right after.
Yeah, well, I die. I just die. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he got a last hit in by playing Sorcan and putting me down at 10 life. And because of
Sorn, yeah.
I died to the other player that was left.
Oh, the struggle.
Because of it.
You got teamed up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know.
It happens.
I wasn't playing anything. I was just letting go at that point, so.
I definitely played my share of Commander.
All right, guys. We have a Patreon. We have one and $5 tiers. We have specialty tiers. You want a specialty tier? You want Bubby to call you at 6 a.m. every morning?
You want his dick pics?
You want He'll him send you to some send dick you. Pics. He will gladly send you dick pics.
Not going to lie, next week I'm getting like an operation, so I won't be here for Friday. But like I'm getting a uteroscopy or whatever. It's where they like shove a camera up your dick to go do something. Yeah. Uh-huh. But they have to leave a stent in my the uterus between my kidney and my bladder.
Yep.
But there's a string that's going to be attached to it. So like, you know, a few days later they can pull it out after it's healed. But I'm like, is there going to be like a string coming out of my dick? Like,
just hanging off the tip of your dick.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna have a man pond. Like,
are you just gonna be tempted? Just the
no, not at all. I'm gonna be like, I'm just thinking it's gonna be interesting seeing like when I pee and just like there's like this little string in my piss stream. Anyways,
I'm not gonna lie. If it's that bad, if it's that visible, I kind of want to see a picture.
Yeah, we'll see. I might.
I'm
post
straight,
something.
But that sounds hilarious.
I might post something to the D10 chat.
Damn.
I will disclaimer.
If you want to see some of that, you know, just name your price, man. We'll gladly.
Oh my god,
we'll gladly do that.
We'll see how much. What's the word for it? Because I don't have any. Whatever. It might not happen, but it might happen if I like you guys enough.
Yep, exactly. So if you want a specialty tea, just hit us up, man. You can have Fat Nasty call you up and just sit there and do the ASMR, what the fuck it is, and just sit there and eat down. Or you can have me breathing and you're going.
All we have to do is sit next to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Just have him start driving and he'll start heaving.
Just put a movie on and he'll just fall asleep and breathe.
Yep. And talk. The conversations are quite scary, sometimes hilarious.
Oh, man. The greatest things that ever come out of Earl Grey's mouth is always when he's asleep.
Yeah, Fat Nasty has been there, man. I mean, he's...
I mean, when he's asleep, that's the best thing for things to go in his mouth.
But
too.
as we found out in Vegas, there's a way to keep Earl Grey asleep. Just put a quarter pounder on his chest while he's asleep. He will not move.
It puts enough weight on my
chest. He will
chest
not talk.
A quarter pounder.
He will not move. He will not talk.
What happens if we put a double quarter pounder and you just stop breathing?
He stops breathing.
Die.
Immediate death.
So, all right, guys. We also got Facebook, Instagram. We got Twitter. Not so much Instagram lately. I haven't been on there on that much.
We got an arena.
Yeah, man. If you guys want to play us on arena, just message me. Hey, I want to play Fat Nasty. I want to play Bubby. I want to play Tony. Well, you can only play Tony's ass on fucking Sundays and Mondays. He has to be over the house. That's my nigger time right there is Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah. But anybody else, you can try to get us in on and we try
and
to make
a game.
I will
gladly get on there and you can kick our ass. I don't give a shit.
We can play That's with true. You. I'll play with you.
Yeah.
What water?
Exactly. So, all right, guys. This is Earl Grey.
This is Fat Nasty.
This is Bubby.
Parking lot.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Bubby and Fat Nasty for showing up again. Yeah, it feels good. You know,
it's been fun.
I miss Biffo, but how can I put this?
Baby, come back.
Let me say this right. And the defense rests.
Good night.
No, just leave it at end of defense rest. Cut.
Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money. Some magic.